Hello?
Hi, this is Cheryl and Tech Brandon from XPO. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. This was a Miss Tina Kurtz, and I was trying to reach her. I called the very first number, and I didn't get an answer.
Yeah. This is her husband. She's in the shower at the moment.
Okay.
Hey, husband. This is Brandon. I was there to do the microwave and dishwasher, and we fixed that water leak that home delivery left.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're trying. There's a claim of a mailbox being damaged to the your customer, your neighbor to the right of you.
Yes.
Okay, and so she's saying that me and my guy Andre damaged the microwave. I mean the mailbox, and it's funny. You were pulling in behind us, and Andre was nervous. He thought you was just a regular city cop gonna pull him over.
Right. Yeah, no, I know you guys said
so
that.
So you would have seen us hit a mailbox. You know, and so we need to figure this thing out. And I was out there today, but you and your wife wasn't there.
I understand what you're saying. I honestly don't know. I wasn't even paying attention to you guys. When I first pulled in, I was waiting for you guys. I didn't know what you guys were doing, if you were going to pull in the driveway or not. I had just picked up lunch, and I actually started eating in the car, so I really wasn't – once I saw what you guys – that you were going to be, you know, not moving, I just started, like, eating in the car. So I kind of really wasn't paying attention for a while. So, I mean, I didn't
– Right.
I didn't see anything. So I don't know if that mailbox was hit by the first drivers – or
the second, and it was when they were letting my son and you out of the driveway.
Tina?
Yeah.
That's who's on the phone.
Right.
But we were parked in front of your driveway, and her mailbox is on the end is on the left side of the beginning of her driveway. There would be no reason for us to even park near her house if we parked in front of your driveway. This is why it's not. We're in a small box truck, so we wouldn't even be nowhere near her driveway.
So
Go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I was going to say, so I think from when it happened was when you said Andre was the other guy's name?
Yeah.
The guy who was driving. So when Andre went into the truck to back up to let my mother-in-law out, I believe it was my mother-in-law or my son, one of the two, was leaving, my nephew, or somebody was leaving. You might have been inside the house. So he actually had to move the truck. So you guys were parked, you know, in the circle in front of the driveway, like blocking the driveway.
Okay.
So he hopped into the truck and backed up to let one or two people out of the driveway.
Okay,
yeah, and I think what happened was when because you know how, like, the rear step up, the bumper of those box trucks, like, obviously it extends from the truck. So when he backed up, obviously you're not going to notice any damage to the truck. Yeah, there's not going to be any damage to the truck, not from hitting a little mailbox, a plastic mailbox.
So when he backed up, I did see him back up,
but I didn't actually see him hit the mailbox, but I did see him move to let them out. But again, I wasn't paying any attention to what they were doing.
I'm just sitting there eating.
And then I just came in the house, and I saw you.
But he did back. Yeah. So it's really just one of these things. What happens is that we have to do the investigation. You understand that you're officer of the law. We have to investigate and figure out, you know, the burden of responsibility falls on who. I didn't know he had to back up.
Yeah, he had to move. How many people left?
Your mom and your nephew?
Yeah, he let two people out of the driveway. And I know he did. I actually did see him back straight up. But again, I didn't see him actually hit the mailbox, but he would have been in line with it. So.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? Yeah.
So,
that makes sense. I tell Miss Tina.
So,
tell Miss Tina, this is Brandon, the one who hooked her up. It's not me.
Yeah,
no, it's not me.
But is your company giving you guys a hard time about it?
No, I came out today, and I was out there today, and I saw your car. I thought you were there. Y'all wasn't there. I think I don't know if that's a family member in a black car was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my other son. Yeah, it's my other son.
Okay, I thought it was your son. Okay, I spoke with your son, and then I think the grandmother was out next door, and then the wife happened to come, so me and her talked.
You talk about the neighbor, lady.
The neighbor, yeah. We talked,
yeah.
But okay. without talking to you guys, I can't get no clarity because you were the actual customer whose house I was at.
I gotcha.
So we're just trying to figure it out. They already got the mail. They got a new mailbox. I saw it in the garage. They're going to get it dug. Somebody has to compensate it, and it looks like Andre may be compensating it. That's just the bottom line. But we got to investigate it to make sure what exactly happened.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
That's
yeah, like awesome. I said, I did see him back up. But like I said, I didn't see him actually hit the mailbox, but the way where he was at, it was right in line with the mailbox. So, I mean, you know what I mean? Obviously, that's what happened. But,
I mean, some stuff is black and white, I guess.
But,
all right, well, we appreciate that because I was trying to set up another service call to speak with you guys, but
okay.
I just spoke with you and I hear Miss Tina in the background. So, we're going to go with that. We'll figure it out.
Oh, okay, sounds good. So everything's squared away then with you guys with that?
For the most part. I'll finish talking to my agent, but for the most part.
Okay. All right. If you guys need anything else, just give a holler.
All right. Thank you so much for answering our call.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello. One minute, Brandon.
So
okay.
what does it sound like to you? See, this is where it's tricky at because I don't know if he backed up or not, but the officer did. I mean, it's gonna fall on us regardless. Because what happens is that the lady kept saying it was the back part of the truck, the lift part. So if he did not
close that lift up.
Hold the lift up because it's hit from the bottom. And if he didn't close that lift up, he actually did it. And it's wood against metal. And you ain't even going to hear that. And it was snow. You're not even going to hear it break. I believe he did it now. I believe he did it.
Okay.
I believe he did it. Now I got to reverse. I got to reverse everything I said to my area. This is why when you speak to the customer, you get the actual customer. You actually get a chance to get some clarity. I believe he did it.
All right.
From a position.
Yeah, I notated our conversation with Mr. Kurtz. So.
Yeah, I know you did. I was like, he about to. I was hoping it went a different way.
Of course, it's recorded.
Yeah, I believe he may have did it. I think it was an accident, and he did it. Yep, he gonna play.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna close it out, and I'm gonna call my boss now.
Okay.
All right.
Anything
have
else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, thanks, Brandon, for giving us a call here at XPO. Enjoy your night.
Jesus.